This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
We're going to close the show today with a holiday message from E.B. White. You probably remember E.B. White as the author of Stuart Little and Charlotte's Web, but White was also one of The New Yorker's earliest and most important contributors. He created the voice of the magazine along with James Thurber. His essays and stories and poems were published in the magazine for nearly six decades and won him accolades, including a Pulitzer Prize. This poem by E.B. White, and it doesn't have a title, was from December 1952. We've adapted it for the Radio Hour, and it was performed by Keegan-Michael Key, who's currently appearing in Steve Martin's play Meteor Shower on Broadway. Enjoy.
From this high midtown hall, undecked with boughs, unfortified with mistletoe, we send forth our tinseled greetings as of old, to friends, to readers, to strangers of many conditions, in many places. Merry Christmas to uncertified accountants, to tellers who have made a mistake in addition, to grounded airline passengers, and to all those who can't eat clams. We greet with particular warmth people who wake and smell smoke. Merry Christmas to intellectuals and other despised minorities. Joy to the authors of books whose titles begin with the word how, as though they knew. Greetings to growers of gourds, to shearers of sheep, and to makers of change in the lonely underground booths. Merry Christmas to old men asleep in libraries! Merry Christmas to people who can't stay in the same room with a cat. Merry Christmas to people who plant trees in city streets. Merry Christmas to people who save prairie chickens from extinction. Greetings of a purely mechanical sort to machines that think, plus a sprig of artificial holly. Joyous Yule to Cadillac owners whose conduct is unworthy of their car. We send most particularly and most hopefully our greetings and our prayers to soldiers and guardsmen on land and sea and in the air, the young men doing the hardest things at the hardest time of life. To all such, Merry Christmas. Blessings, and good luck. Merry Christmas to all who think they are in love but aren't sure. Greetings, too, to the inhabitants of other planets. See you soon! And last, we greet all skaters on small natural ponds at the edge of woods toward the end of afternoon. Merry Christmas, skaters. Merry Christmas to all. And to all, a good morrow.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.